The Mississauga Symphony Orchestra is opening their 25-26 season with a program titled The Pastoral Experience, an evening celebrating the majesty of nature through music. The concert takes place this Saturday, October 18th at 8 p.m. at the Living Arts Center. Actually, no, it would be a week from this Saturday at the Living Arts Center. Maestro Monaco joins us this morning to talk about it on the phone. Good morning, Maestro.
Good morning.
I'm right? It's a week this Saturday.
Correct. Just a week from this Saturday, October 18th.
Yes, thank you very much, at 8 p.m. Maestro, can you tell us a little about the concept behind the pastoral experience and how you've chosen the pieces for that evening?
Absolutely. The experience, the entire season is actually labeled the MSO experience, and every concert has an experience about it. The first one, of course, the pastoral experience. Mm-hmm. I went to choose music that really involved nature. So, of course, the highlight will be Beethoven's Sixth Symphony, the Pastoral Symphony, a lovely five-movement symphony of Beethoven.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
Written at the same time as his fifth, but quite contrasting. The other is Dvorak's In Nature's Realm, a work that's not often done. It's part of his trilogy that he did based on Nature, Life, and Love.
Okay.
And the Nature, Life, and Love trilogy is In Nature's Realm, his Carnival Overture, and Othello. We are, of course, doing just In Nature's Realm, a gorgeous work by Dvorak. And variations on the St. Anthony theme by Brahms, sometimes known as the Haydn Variations.
Mm.
And finally, of course, the variations on a Shaker melody by Copland, taken from his Appalachian Spring, also known as the theme from Simple Gifts.
Right. Now, I understand that you will have a guest conductor to conduct the Aaron Copland piece. Miranda Brandt?
Yes. So Miranda Brandt is the daughter of George Brandt, who unfortunately passed away about a month ago.
Okay.
He was a long-serving member of the board of directors and an incredible patron and supporter of the orchestra.
Wonderful.
And at the end of last season, we do an auction for people to bid to conduct the orchestra.
Ah.
So George Brandt was the winner. And, of course, his daughter, Miranda Brandt, was the recipient of it. And, unfortunately, this was planned for him to be there. Unfortunately, he did pass away, quite tragic. And so we do, of course, miss him. But Miranda is doing a great job and look forward to having her conduct.
Wow. You know, I don't know how I would feel if I was given the opportunity to conduct an orchestra. I would find that mightily intimidating. How's she doing?
Really, really great. She has a musical background and has adapted really well. She's a school teacher and so is used to working with a large group, just children instead of adults. But she's a lovely person. I've known her for years and is doing great.
Oh, that's great. Now, one thing I noticed, just to a little side comment here, is in all the press releases that I received and the information about Mississauga Symphony Orchestra, and that is how important it is for you and your priorities and your raison d'être sort of thing, to honor communication with the community and choosing things that speak to the community and what they might want to hear.
Yes. So, you know, based out of Mississauga, first, we have a lovely theater that we work out of. And it's really important that we offer the community, obviously, the staple of the orchestral repertoire, such as Beethoven 6, and perhaps some new works like Dvorak. But in that communication with the audience, for example, this concert, we're adding a multimedia aspect to it. So there's going to be a slideshow that runs during the concert.
Right.
That will be pictures of two sets of scenery. One will be pictures from Riverwood, which is a conservancy in Mississauga, not too far from the Living Arts Center. And they supplied me with enormous amounts of pictures that we will broadcast during the performance,
Lovely.
As well as I'll be selecting pictures that will adapt to the theme of nature and the appropriate spots in the works. So it will coincide with the music. The other thing with communication with audiences is that we also try to involve them. For example, I give pre-concert chat 7:15 before the concert.
That's a great idea. To
just explain a bit of the music with the audience. And I also do these fireside chats, we call them. They're usually about a week or two before the concert on Monday evening. They are closely connected to the concert. The one I just did this past Monday was Music and Nature. Of course, the next one will be for a Ravel concert called The Music and Life of Ravel. So people can look for that, our fireside chats through our website, mississaugasymphony.ca.
Do you find that over the years now that there is more engagement with the audience?
Yeah, you know, I think audiences have more access to, of course, internet. They can Spotify pieces. They're a little more knowledgeable because they can go out and quickly find out about music, and they engage quite differently than they have, let's say, 10, 20, and 30 years ago. So, of course, our chats become vital to connecting to the audience. I think it's fantastic.
Yes, it is fantastic. I think it stimulates the audience more and makes them sort of want to go home and listen to it again, you know?
Absolutely. And of course, with that is the more they know about the piece, I think the more successful the performance becomes because their understanding of the background of the work.
And makes them want to come back and hear more.
Yes, return service is.
We love a good return service.
Come once, and we hope the experience is great.
Yes.
Give us a second try and a third try, and then you're hooked.
And after that, what are you hoping that the audience leaves with? What is the most important thing to you?
Well, I think beginning to end, there's of course the musical appreciation, the experience they have when the notes begin, but it's from the beginning. You know, we hope that audiences from the moment they enter the hall, the ease of parking, the ease of getting tickets, beginning to end, is an experience for them that is easy, because the challenge of, as we all know, going out, just trying to find parking and trying to get to where you're going. So I think the ease is very important these days, the commute, the travel, as well as accessibility and awareness when it comes to the music.
Yes, and it really is about respecting your audience too, isn't it?
Absolutely. There has to be a connection between musicians, conductor, our staff, and our patrons, because of that connection, we want them to be happy and enjoy what they're doing.
And a really lovely exchange of energy and music. At the end of the day, you've chosen a spectacular program to communicate with.
Absolutely.
So I want to thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. And we're so looking forward to the opening of your season concert. And all the best, and have a great time with it.
Thanks so much, Jean.
Thank you very much, Maestro. We've been speaking with Maestro Dennis Mastromonaco about the Mississauga Symphony Orchestra's opening season, The Pastoral Experience, on Saturday, October 18th at 8 p.m. at the Living Arts Center. For tickets and more information, visit mississaugasymphony.ca or call 905-306-6000.